This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, he said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. Mr. Modi said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog and chairperson of the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, said that science should be used into natural and organic farming. He added that science may help in increasing the productivity in farming. The theme for this year's conference is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. The government has mandated the public sector insurance companies to extend all possible support to the victims of the landslide incident in Kerala so that the insurance claims can be expeditiously processed and paid. Union Finance Ministry said LIC has been asked to speedily disperse the claim amount in respect of the policyholders under the PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana. The ministry said the documentation required for processing of claims has been relaxed comprehensively to ensure speedy dispersal of the claim amount. The insurance companies have initiated efforts for reaching out to their policyholders through various channels to provide the contact details for assistance in the districts of Wayanad, Palakkad, Kozhikode, Malappuram and Thrissur, where a significant number of claims are being reported. Relief and rescue operations are going on in the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand. In a high-level meeting held today in Dehradun, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed senior government officials to expedite relief operations. He asked for immediate repair of the damaged holes on the Kedarnath footpath to enable early restoration of traffic. Talking to media, he said that the safety of pilgrims is the priority of the government. Mr. Dhami said that the work of repairing roads and buildings damaged in the disaster is being done expeditiously. Meanwhile, relief and rescue operations continued for the third day today to safely rescue the pilgrims and locals stranded at various holes due to heavy rains in Kedar Ghati of Rudraprayag district to their destination. The search for 46 missing people in three cloudburst incidents in Himachal Pradesh is still going on. According to the latest disaster management data, 33 people are missing in Samej of Shimla district and there has been no trace of them yet. The NDRF team involved in the search operation have started using live detector devices and also utilizing sniffer dogs to locate the missing individuals. In Terang village of Padhar region in Mandi district, the search for the missing people continued for the third day today. 9 people are missing in Kullu. The search operations in Samej of Kullu, Mandi and Shimla districts are in full swing, covering nearly 85 kilometers to locate the missing people. Over 400 personnel, including the Army, NDRF, SDRF and local administration, are currently involved in the search operation. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Murigaon in Assam has begun today. Mr. Vaishnav said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant and 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day will be manufactured. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with the leadership of India-Japan Council in Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated their commitment to realize the full potential of this important relationship. The local authorities in Somalia have confirmed today that at least 35 people have been killed and 126 have been injured in a suicide bombing and gun attack on a B-side hotel in its capital, Mogadishu. In Paris Olympics, Indian boxer Nishant Dev will lock horns with Marco Alonso Verde Alvarez of Mexico in quarterfinals of men's 71kg category tonight. In 25-meter air pistol shooting, Manu Bhakar missed out on a hat-trick and finished the campaign with two historic bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.